Connecting people to the water is a mission shared by many groups. Tomorrow, a few of them are collaborating for a couple of first evers in Milwaukee.
The Harbor District will stage Harborfest. The gathering point is 600 East Greenfield Avenue, the home of the UWM School of Freshwater Sciences. And part of the fun will be another first, a boat parade, featuring decorated art barges on the lower portion of the Milwaukee River.
The parade is inspired by an annual event in the Netherlands called the Bosch Parade. It came to life in 2010 in honor of 15th century Dutch artist Hieronymus Bosch.
If this all sounds a bit confusing, Lake Effect's Susan Ben spoke to two people who can help explain. The creators of Water Art Parade, MKE, are local actress Deborah Clifton and artist Karen Lindholm Rinkowitz, both big Bosch fans.
They're partnering with Milwaukee Riverkeeper. Lindholm Rinkowitz was working on her floating creation outside her Wauwatosa home last week when Lake Effect's Susan Ben visited.
So the original idea was that I was going to have a sturgeon-like fish, and it was going to be in three parts, and it was going to be made with those big white 55-gallon drums. So I'm thinking, let's do a test, and we'll use a trolling motor, and it'll be great. So put it in the water. It's 45 minutes, and I haven't gone a tenth of a mile. And the only reason I've gone a tenth of a mile is because I am tied to Deb, and she is kayaking like a madwoman. Pulling me along. So, and actually, then we turned up the river to go back to the young people that were at the launch. It was Labor Day, so they were a little imbibing. And if it wasn't for them, we never would have gotten in. Wait a minute, ma'am, you've got weeds around that. I'm like, oh, thank you. So that one didn't work. So then I had to come up with a better idea. So Deb said, why don't we do pontoons?
There's a longer story to that.
Yeah, which there is. I'm thinking, I'll make a fish that looks like it's eating the pontoon. And so I made up a pattern and went out and bought drop cloth as base. And we were able to actually get it on the pontoon today. And discovered all the things that were wrong with it, but I'd rather be it today than next week.
Got a whole week.
Yeah, so this week I'll be making it better and more wonderful and making it so that it will actually work.
You said there's more to that story, Deb.
Okay, so I'm Deborah Clifton. Karen came to me last spring and she said, let's do a boat parade like the Hieronymus Bosch boat parade in Holland. And I went on YouTube and I looked at the video and it's just fantastical and amazing. And I said, sure, why not? She had talked to
Chris Ranson. So Chris Ranson from Lakefront Brewery, she's like, yes, we will sponsor you and let's go ahead and we've got these barrels and why don't we do a simple thing where we're just gonna load in at the launch and then come down. It was just going to be like 2/10 of a mile and this will be fine. And then we got
And then Karen went to speak to people at MARN, Milwaukee Artists Resource Network. And Lynn Lucius from Mary Noel heard her speak and connected us with the Riverkeepers, the Harbor Commission, and this whole thing at Harborfest. Mind you, this is happening 2 months before this event.
So this is in the middle of... This is June.
You had the idea of doing
the year before.
Wow.
So I'd been talking to people for a whole year to see if people were excited or could be excited about this and how it would possibly make it so that business and artists and engineers could all get together. And so when I was speaking with Lynn Lucer, she says, well, you know, Mary Noel has this grant that's due next week. You can write a grant. So I spent a weekend to write a grant, and we managed to get Riverkeeper, got them to be our 501c3 sponsor. Yeah, it was a very hectic week with budgeting going back and forth and writing stuff that was really moving, and I think I went on the thesaurus to find out how many words you can use to say, we're just trying this out. We don't know if it's going to work. You know, it's like, this is our.
Where did your inspiration come from all those months ago?
Well, it was the Bosch Parade, the films, and it was so engaging, and then they had a website that had all their years of development. So their films went back to 2010 when they started out with something going down a canal that was no more than maybe 10 feet wide and people are actually walking the boats down on the water.
The whole Bosch parade was in honor of Hieronymus Bosch's 500th anniversary. I was there for the exhibit. They had collected all of Bosch's paintings, all I think 24 out of 26 known paintings in one spot at the museum. Saw that, and then Karen came to me with the idea, and I was like, of course I know Bosch. Oh my God, I love Bosch. And so this summer, I was lucky enough to be house-sitting for friends in Holland, and part of my stay was to go and meet with the people from the Bosch Parade, and I learned so much about their logistics, how long it takes to build these floats, to design. It began in Den Bosch as just a bunch of artists. All these artists that knew each other, they just created these incredible floats based on Hieronymus Bosch's paintings, these odd, whimsical, crazy characters. So I met with them this summer. I learned all about the logistics. And when we came back, we had a meeting with...
So, excuse me, by that time you had the grant. You had done all the scrambling.
Right. So I'm writing and getting the grant while she's off and visiting Bosch, which was really great. And I'm so jealous because Hieronymus Bosch is one of my heroes.
We have now three floats. We will go up to meet 50 decorated kayaks.
Are you going to be on one of those kayaks?
No, I think I'm leading...
This is Cheryl Nunn.
I believe I am leading the parade in our Milwaukee Riverkeeper boat, and we have a fish puppet that Max Sampson designed a few years ago for the Wisconsin Avenue Bridge celebration.
Cool.
So we've found that in the attic. So we're hoping it'll become an annual tradition and that each year we'll have more and more floats and... You know, we aspire to do something as cool as the Bosch Parade.
But what I'd like for ours to do over time, we have businesses and artists and engineers that are working together, and then the fundraising activities, whatever they end up being, are then made so that those funds become a way to support ecological concerns around the river and the lake and sturgeon and education. So I would like to see it have a real, like, purpose that will benefit the whole community.
Really,
so
cool to get
Cheryl would be
involved.
Cheryl would be delighted to help you with that.
I mean, I think there's limitless possibilities, really. Mm-hmm. You know, I think our concern is that a lot of people drive over the rivers on their way to work every day or maybe walk over them and don't really give them a second thought. They don't really connect with them. One of the things we try to do is, you know, we try to protect the river, we try to restore the river, but we try to connect people with the river. And I think that's what this does. It really connects people with the rivers, and hopefully we'll create an annual event that will draw people down there every year and get more people to fall in love with it, and then hopefully help us become stewards of it.
So I think that we could come up with the best ideas for different ways of propelling and, you know, even towing, whatever. I think this could be quite engineering fun.
Deborah Clifton and Karen Lindholm-Rinkowitz are the founders of Water Art Parade MKE. You also heard from Cheryl Nen of Milwaukee Riverkeeper, and they spoke with Susan Bentz.
The first ever boat parade takes place tomorrow at noon in the Milwaukee Harbor, part of what organizers hope will be an annual event called Harborfest. You'll find more information about the event and how to add your kayak to the flotilla at WUWM.com. That's Friday's edition of the show. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Joy Powers. Mitch and I produced the show along with Audrey Nowakowski, Bonnie North, and Mayon Silver, and with the assistance of Meredith Waters.
We get additional reporting from Aisha Turner, Susan Bentz, and Rachel Morello, plus web support from Michelle Maternowski and studio engineering from Jason Reavy.
And before we go today, just a save the date reminder. We're going to be recording Lake Effect on the Road later this month. We'll be at Three Cellars in Oak Creek on the evening of October 24th. Stay tuned to Lake Effect and WUWM.com for more details.